Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Republicans being pressured by the president-elect to drop the short-term funding measure negotiated with Democrats.
An agreement is an agreement. It was bipartisan. And there was nothing more to say.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
House Republicans will now own any harm that is visited upon the American people that results from a government shutdown.
The government runs out of funding early Saturday morning. The cost of money coming down a bit. The Federal Reserve cutting its benchmark interest rate another quarter point. In a major reversal, the House Ethics Committee voted to release the report on former Congressman and failed Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. This is ABC News.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Hi, this is John from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes pets make wonderful gifts for those ready to welcome a new family member. Before getting someone a pet, Dane County Humane Society recommends discussing what they're looking for. Even better, offer to take them to the Dane County Humane Society to find their new companion. This way, you can be part of the process, and they can experience the magic of finding their new best friend. Learn more at giveshelter.org.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison area will never be the same after this week's school shooting. Every community wants to believe it won't happen to us here. But now we're living in the reality where it has happened to us. Victims, families, and survivors are suffering. The entire community suffers after a tragedy like this. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard.
And I want you all to know, and people across our community, that their feelings are valid and they are not alone. Seeking support, talking to someone you trust, simply admitting that you're not okay is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength. And whether you're feeling hopeless or scared or just not quite yourself, know that there are resources here in Dane County and in our community that will be here and continue to be here to support you in order to help people move forward through the healing process.
Now, officials want to remind people that Dane County has its Behavioral Health Resource Center available to anyone who needs help. You can look it up, Dane County Behavioral Resource Center. They can connect you to mental health services. Now, they're not there for crisis care.
The Bucks beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in first place in the Western Conference, the youngest team in the league. But last night, the Bucks shut them down 97-81 to win the NBA Cup Championship in Las Vegas. Doc Rivers asked during the trophy presentation, when did he know that they had a chance to win the cup?
I think we knew this. You know, we struggled coming out of the gates. No one here doubted what we can be and who we can be. And we just hung in there. We stuck together. And this is the byproduct of a team sticking together. But we still have work to do.
College football, add Will Pauling, the Badgers' leading receiver, to the list of players leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. In Green Bay, Matt LaFleur says one of his most improved players this season is wide receiver Christian Watson.
In every phase of the game, he's been A+. Guy is extremely intelligent. We can move him around. He rarely will have a mental error, and he's doing a good job of winning his one-on-one opportunities.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory tomorrow for some snow showers that start late tonight and continue through tomorrow night. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches. Low tonight, upper teens. High tomorrow near 30. Some blowing snow with a gusty breeze. Much colder temps for the rest of the week. It's 24 right now.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. I am assumed tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations. This is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Best TV series for musical or comedy, The Bear, is not a comedy. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy.
Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win. Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, get those tires ready and start practicing. Snow is coming. Brittany Merlot will be here with weather and wine to let us know what to expect. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabe.
Carrie from Tosa says, E.T. seemed like another game changer. Yeah, hard to argue with E.T. or Close Encounters. His alien, he did great alien work, Spielberg. That's a great one, though, Carrie, and certainly a big-time moneymaker. Welcome back. We have James Maloff here from WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, part of the Civic Media team and host of the morning show there, as well as several other shows. He's a very hardworking guy, and he's taking time out with us to be on Nightlight tonight, which is exciting. James, I noticed, first of all, let's do this. You mentioned your acting influences. Was there anyone in radio you thought, oh, I want to sound like that, or I want to have that kind of show, or anyone who influenced you?
I'm one of those stories that starts, I shouldn't be here. I never thought I'd be in radio.
Okay.
I grew up listening to lots and lots of radio, and did a lot of traveling growing up, so a lot of it with my pop and my grandfather, and he listened to Paul Harvey a lot, and I really liked his voice, his tone, his pace.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed his storytelling. I would say that would definitely be an influence, but otherwise, a lot of the sports guys at the Score in Chicago, and so many of the local radio guys in this area here that I really would listen to when I first moved to Wisconsin, and central Wisconsin in particular. I was like a lot of struggling actors, you know, bouncing from jobs. And my mother saw a article in the newspaper that our local classic rock station was looking for a DJ. The only requirement was a resume and a cassette tape. Well, I didn't have it. One of the few times in my life, I didn't have a tape player. So I gave them a VHS tape of a bunch of sketches that I did in high school just for something.
Oh, funny.
The program director at the time, Jim Ross Panama, he brings me in and he tells me right away, he's like, I had to meet the guy that that sent in as a resume VHS tape for radio. They gave me a kind of a window, like I'll have a couple months to get my feet wet, maybe find work somewhere else. They ended up hiring two of us. The other guy didn't make it. And here I am, you know, 22 years later.
Like, so is that what brought you to Wisconsin from Illinois?
No, I was a knucklehead as a kid.
Okay.
So I got sent up here to live with my grandparents for a while and get out of the city.
Oh.
And went back and forth for a little while. And then just I went to high school out here and kind of had, friends, and my family started moving up this way a little bit more. So just ended up spending more and more time here.
That's great. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, first of all, before we go back, I want to ask you I have a couple Christmas movie questions for you, but also you're in SAG, I noticed. I don't know if I saw that on LinkedIn or Facebook, but we're both in SAG. I used to be adamantly like I would never do a job outside of SAG or also in the Writers Guild. Never. I would never take a job. But when you don't work for a while, and what I'm wondering is, would you take a job? And I'm getting you to admit this on radio.
Yeah. Thank you.
Would you take a job that's not
great to be here?
It's not a SAG job? Because I'll be honest, I think I would, and I don't think that the union would care that much. I'm in Wisconsin. I'm kind of under their radar. And I feel like if I saw a really cool part, and I've done this. I did a movie 2 years ago was the last time I did one, and it was a SAG thing. But I told myself I'd be here even if this wasn't SAG because it's a cool role. What would you do?
I couldn't do it.
Good for you.
I'll say that only because, again, and I'm not saying I'm any different than anybody else who wants to do this. I don't mean it in that way. But I only know one speed, and for me, it's all or nothing. And,
okay.
And I got into this to get to that level. I don't care about, fame or having your name ahead of a title or anything like that. But I do care about getting better at this. And the only way for me to get better is to work with great actors.
Right.
And they're all in film. They're all in TV. So to get to that level, I got to play the game. And
right.
For me, I'm, especially with my family and the way our luck can be, it would be my luck that I go this far, I get this much, and I do one thing. I do one like commercial or something and get, blackmailed or blackballed or something like that. I admit that that's a little bit of a part of what I'm saying. It's not all integrity that I'm saying this for or anything. Right. But I would never tell another actor not to. And I would never, begrudge anybody for it. I wouldn't judge it. I completely get it. And I really understand what it's like to see a role and want it. I'm going through it right now. I miss working. Like I joke all the time that right now with all the high schools and schools we have around here to our local theater teachers and everything, if they need like the third tree on the left, just somebody to stand up, like I'll do it right now. Right. I just want to act. I miss acting.
It's funny, and let me be clear. I would take a role if I really loved it, if it was in an indie film here in Wisconsin. But if I got caught, I would fully accept the ramifications. I've dealt with SAG as on the other side, and they're tough. So I'm a union guy through and through, but I have to admit, one of my shortcomings, I probably would take a role. And if I got caught, I would just own up to it.
Right, right.
But so let me ask you this. Do you have any favorite Christmas movies, James?
I there's some that I like. I'm a fan of a lot of the classics, and I do like Elf and some of the modern classics. Christmas Vacation, is a classic to me. A Nightmare Before Christmas is one of my all-time favorites. I watch it for Halloween and Christmas.
A lot of people use that. Yeah, they like that. That's, I haven't seen it.
Charlie Brown Christmas. Like, I gotta have it. I gotta have it. That one I've gotta have. That is a must. I would say that if I had to choose between hearing a certain Christmas song or watching that, it's a no-brainer. I'm taking that every day. I gotta see
that's
that
a great
Christmas
answer.
Tree. I gotta see the still dancing.
The music. It's fantastic.
Yes, all the music, yeah.
That's a great one.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have
I would have to say probably It's a Wonderful Life when it comes to movies. But I when I was a kid, I watched all the Kris Kringle, Put One Foot in Front of the that was great. Charlie Brown was a staple every year. Absolutely love it. Love Vince Guaraldi and the music. So
It's a Wonderful Life helped me completely understand Jimmy Stewart's life and career a lot better. My Nana, my Papa were big fans of his. I didn't feel like I quite got it. I understood he was good, but I didn't quite get it. I got the chance to play George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, nice.
I went back and watched it afterwards, and just really the layers that guy had.
Yeah.
And the depth that he had. I love, my favorite of his is still The Shootist. I really do. My mom is a big John Wayne guy. So I like that a lot, but his work, and especially that run he had there where it's just almost like boom, 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 just amazing work after amazing work.
He's great. And I will say, I didn't see It's a Wonderful Life until I was in my early 20s. And my wife was like, a girlfriend at the time said, I insist you watch this. You have to see it. I'm like, you're right. I don't know why I haven't. And the scene where he feels like his world is falling apart and he's hugging his daughter and his face is just like, I just started bawling. I could not believe how much that film affected me and made you take notice of your life and what brought you to this place. It's so great. Hey, we got to do this again, buddy. This was fun. I appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Let's circle back soon and talk some more movies and radio. Love it, bud.
Sounds good. Have a great night, man.
You too. All right. That's James Maloff. If you are in central Wisconsin, check out everything they do at WFAR. WFHR, I'm sorry, award-winning station. They won a slew of awards. They do great work there. If you are in the area, definitely turn on your radio and listen to what they're doing because it's great stuff. Radio for Pets will be here in a few minutes. Con, what do we do here? We've got, I got to play a clip. I feel like I'm, do we have a quick one?
The True Romance one.
Oh, this is Brad Pitt on his birthday. Let's do that. It's Brad Pitt's birthday today. He had, I don't even know if he was credited, but he was in True Romance as a stoner. And the bad guys, I think James Gandolfini, shows up looking for Christian Slater and finds his roommate, who is Brad Pitt, and he's just stoned out of his mind.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You dick?
No.
Is Richie?
No, he's not here right now.
You live here?
Yes, I do.
His sort of roommate?
Exactly, roommate.
Yeah, well, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for a friend of mine. Clarence Worley from Detroit. He's traveling with a real pretty girl named Alabama.
Yeah, man, I know him. They've been by here.
You seen them?
Mm-hmm.
They staying here?
No, they're staying at the Safari Motel Inn. Safari Motel.
Safari Motel?
Yeah.
How do you know that? I mean, have you been over there?
No. Well, they were here, and they said that they were going to go there. Then they went.
Yeah?
Yeah. Safari Motel.
Safari Motel.
Uh-huh. Hey, you want to watch some TV or something? They might be back here.
No, no, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you take care. I might be back.
Yeah. Okay, be cool. Condescending me, man. Kill you, man.
That is my favorite. It's like 2 minutes, but it's like my favorite Brad Pitt role. Happy birthday, Brad Pitt. All right. Radio for Pets is coming up next, folks. They will be here in studio just like they were a few months ago. We had so much fun. We had to invite them back. They're here. We're going to cut out just a minute early here so they can get set up. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwalla.
All right, so it's Keith Richards' birthday. He's like 81. He's had like 50 blood transfusions. The guy just keeps ticking. He wrote that intro for Satisfaction, which I think is so great, on the guitar, and it's a great lead-in for my next guest. They are here. They've been here a few. They were here a few months ago. Rock the place. So much fun to talk about. They're a local punk band called Radio for Pets. Sam Wargula, Rick Coogley, and Billy Block are here in the studio. Guys, how are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Pete?
Good. It's so good to have you guys back here. Thanks for doing this. I know, who lives in Green Bay?
Me.
Billy? Just you?
Just me.
Okay.
Oh, and Adam.
Yeah, our bass player also lives here, but he's not with us.
We don't know where he is.
No.
I hope he's okay.
He's very sneaky.
His stage presence is the same as his on-air presence.
It's non-existent?
He's there.
Okay. Yeah.
We think.
And Rick, where are you from?
I live in Appleton.
Okay. So that's pretty close. But is it difficult? Because I know Sam lives up close to me in the Marinette area. And are you from there originally?
Originally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have no idea how cool I think it is that there's a punk band primarily from Marinette, Wisconsin. Because I don't associate Marinette with punk music.
Sure.
And Adam's from Peshtigo.
See, that's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you make of that? It's all country, classic rock up there. How did you guys find punk?
I really think it's a age range kind of thing. All of my peers in high school, especially when I was going to high school, you know, you had bands like Blink-182, Taking Back Sunday, them kind of having like radio hits, you know what I mean? Like top 100, like pop hits, Green Day, that sort of thing. So I think my generation just kind of almost the same as like the Gen Xers with grunge before us. We all just kind of grew up with more rock music than anything else.
Yeah, when we were going through high school, like Bill and I are about the same age. Actually, we're like 2 months apart. There was countless high schooler only bands. Like Krivitz had a battle of the bands where you had to have a member in high school to attend. And now I work a lot with kids still, and none of them. There's not a single band at all. And there was a venue that it would only be for like young underage. There's one underage venue in the area. It was in Menominee. It's since burned down. And that's where all of the shows were. Because you can't play bar gigs when you're 16, 17. So you would always continually play this one place that was terrible. But it was filled. There was tons of local bands. And Bill and I both can talk novels about all the history of these bands and who was in them and where they're at now and how many kids they have now. And
I had no idea there was that much history there in that area for local bands. Did you guys go to Marinette High School or Menominee?
I was Menominee.
Okay.
I was Marinette.
Okay. Marinette, Sam.
Yeah, 09.
You're a Marine.
Yes, sir.
No kidding.
Yeah, loud and proud.
This is exciting. All right. So, hey, can we have to do a break in about, I don't know why I had you guys on at 7:20. That's my bad. But we have to do a break in about 5 minutes. Can we squeeze a song in before we go to break?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You guys, whatever you want to play, Radio for Pets is in the studio. They're one of my new favorite bands. Love these guys. They are here, and they're going to rock out right now with, what are we going to hear?
This song is called About Nothing.
About Nothing.
You can find it anywhere music is online. Look us up. It's on our EP, One Hitter Wonder. And yeah, we'll take it away.
I guarantee you will like this song, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
It's made of rocket fuel from the way my heart's been beating, beating, beating since you looked at me. Yeah, dare you, okay, to drive, cause I'm leaving soon and you can tag along if you like. How do you feel about stargazing on the roof of my and talk about nothing. Feels like floating down freeways, exploring back roads in cornfields while watching your hair blowing. We stop at nowhere, feels like we both belong here. I'm rarely shy or nervous, but my shaking hands both feel useless. You lay your head on my chest, list the reasons that your life's a mess. Well, so is mine. I hold you close as you start to shake. It's early spring, but I can see your breath. Screw these Wisconsin nights. Mind. Let's both stay here tonight, forget our lives outside of this. My head's swimming in cheap beer, but it'd be pretty rad if we could just sleep here.
Be right back with more Radio for Pets. Awesome, guys. We're coming right back after the news. This is Peach Baba Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Data shows the number of kids who have died by gun violence has nearly doubled in the last decade. Vice President Kamala Harris has sent her condolences to Madison.
Of course, our nation mourns for those who were killed, and we pray for the recovery of those who were injured and for the entire community.
Monday's tragedy here in Madison was at least the 83rd school shooting here in America this year. And Wisconsin is using hundreds of millions of dollars to clean our water systems. That includes here in Dane County. Here's Derek Tritz.
$444 million has been allocated to cleaning up Wisconsin water systems in 50 municipalities across the state. The announcement came Thursday from Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin DNR. The money was allocated through the Clean Water Fund Program, or CWFP for short, alongside help from the Biden-Harris administration. The CWFP has been administered since 1991 and has provided $6.1 billion in financial assistance for water-related infrastructure throughout Wisconsin. In this round of funding, $339.9 million will be allocated in subsidized loans, while $44.1 million will be allocated in principal forgiveness funding. Principal forgiveness funding functions similar to a grant, as the receiving municipality will not have to repay those funds. Despite the large sum of money being allocated, this is the first time in CWFP history that loan demand has exceeded capacity, reaching more than $535 million. This means that not all applicants can currently be allocated funding. However, additional funding will be allocated to unfunded projects if it becomes available.
Now, this money will pay for projects across the county, including in Black Earth, Madison, Oregon, Rockdale, Sun Prairie, and Windsor. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory tomorrow for some snow showers that start late tonight and continue through tomorrow night. Accumulations of 2 to 5 inches. Low tonight, upper teens. High tomorrow near 30. Some blowing snow with a gusty breeze. Much colder temps for the rest of the week. It's 24 right now.
Geez, all I want for Christmas is the perfect house. But Dad mumbles to himself, you'll blow your budget out.
But the kid knew to leave all the laptops in their apartment open to the Aaron Weber Group site, movetomadison.com. They can help find the perfect home faster than Dad can break a leg lamp.
It's here! Fragile?
I knew if I was patient, the Aaron Weber Group powered by Compass would bring the Christmas magic and make this the best Christmas ever. Come on, Dad, it's so easy. Just go to movetomadison.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker, I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed, the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people were putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at the day's headlines, and we're getting down there. Your final chance to win Growing Up Gift List, Text to Win Contest, and fabulous prizes. We'll tell you how to do it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome back. It's not too late to answer our question tonight. What is your favorite Steven Spielberg movie? It is Steven Spielberg's birthday. We've had a lot of great answers so far. We will continue to read them throughout the night. But right now, we are hanging out with, I would say, Conrad, would you say that Radio for Pets is, let's just say, one of our favorite bands here at Nightlight?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's great to have them. These guys are in the studio. Rick Hoogley, Sam Wargula, and Billy Block are here performing. You guys just did a really cool song called About Nothing. I love that song. But you're a punk band, but I know you're biting the bullet and coming here just to play acoustic, just to be here. I appreciate that a lot. Next time you're here, we'll figure out a way to plug you guys in. But is it hard doing that, going acoustic? Because it sounds great. I love the combo of the electric guitar of Rick and Sam on the acoustic. That's a really great sound.
It's a struggle.
Is it?
A little bit.
Doesn't sound like it.
Translating some of the stuff, because you can't do certain things on the guitar electric-wise that you can, or vice versa. You can't do them on acoustic as you could on the electric. Like that song is a lot of this, and it's not the same kind of deal.
Okay.
Yeah, and timing. Yeah. Timing is rough.
It sounded awesome.
Yeah, I find myself while we were playing, watching Rick's foot tap and making sure I'm
tapping. I was watching your foot tap.
Yeah.
It's like counting money when someone starts naming numbers and you get lost.
Yeah, last time we played, Bill had a tambourine. So that helped a lot. But this time you didn't bring it. So shame on you.
So you write the lyrics, Bill, mostly?
Yeah. Usually I write the lyrics and then kind of like the baseline of what his parts are. Like I kind of make the initial structure, like the choruses, the verses, and then they make it actually interesting to play on guitar, because my guitar skill is like mediocre and intermediate, you know?
Yeah. Well, you got good guys behind you. You don't have to really probably go there.
I barely need to think when they're around. It's great. Yeah.
So who writes the music? You get the lyrics done, then you take it to these guys, mm-hmm. and they build sort of a...
The composition usually, it's very collaborative. Okay. Again, not like a hard and fast, like this is how we do it every time, because sometimes I will go nuts and write a symphony and then be like, we have to put this in a song, guys. And they look at me like I'm crazy.
I think most of the time it's Bill starting off with an acoustic version, basically.
Okay.
And then we electrify it. And then here we are going back to
acoustic. Yeah.
So you guys have a date coming up in Appleton. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are playing January 4th at a venue in Appleton called the Study Hall. It's honestly one of my favorite. It's this nice cozy little hole in the wall place. I think it's in what's the word for that? It's like a strip mall.
Yeah, next to a Little Caesars.
Yeah. but the crowds there are always so warm and welcoming, and the lady who owns the place is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And
they treat us really well last time. I was impressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
They bring over Little Caesar's pizza between sets.
That'd be nice. Actually, one of the few shows, if not the only show, I think I've played with Radio for Pets, where there's been a tip jar.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, which has nice.
That actually made a good amount of money too. That was surprising.
So, all right. So you said you're kind of an introvert a little bit, but you like your homebody, whatever. How are you at live gigs? Like, do you throw yourself into it when you're here? I imagine it's the same thing when you're live. You just must really get into it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I am mostly a shut-in unless my band is playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Right.
Like shows and concerts have always kind of been my main social outlet. Otherwise, I'm.
Don't let them undersell you. It's like people will come to our shows because the music's good, but we know we're selling Bill on stage.
All right.
His shirt rarely stays on. I've seen him roll around on the ground in what I'm pretty sure was my old spit.
Yeah.
That was it.
Now that sounds like punk rock.
Yeah, that was at that Green Bay Festival just a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen Bill show up to a gig, go, I got an hour of sleep last night, and I feel sick and horrible, and then just gets on stage. And
yeah, by far the most energy out of any of us, easily. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I see my job primarily, beyond just the art, I am an entertainer.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I want to put on a show, because if I with my live performances, I do like to do a good job with the singing and the parts, but no one is, it's not like listening to a CD where you have someone picking really listening and picking apart at a live show. you get to bring so much more to the table than just the music. And yeah. That's like my favorite part about it.
That's so cool. What do you guys want to play next?
Running. You're tuned for Running. Okay. Yeah. The song is called Running is for the Birds. And it is...
good for it?
I'm pretty sure I remember how to play it.
Sorry, I saw a little fear to my left.
All right, radio for pets.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it.
Running
got it,
is for the birds.
I got it.
Ready?
Crush my skull against the pavement, let my brain ooze out, and show every passerby everything I think about. Painting pretty pictures out of red and gray, swirling into sentences I'm not sure how to say. Summer's been too long already, think I need a break. Every day I'm piling on more and more mistakes. I drink too much, I smoke too much, I'm losing all my friends. I'm not sure how this started, but I'm pretty sure I know how this ends. I wanna show you something I'm not sure you'll understand. All the voices in my head are making strange demands. They say, paint a piece of modern art using only words. Really hope the crowd is made of sweaty English nerds who tear apart my sentences and maybe comprehend all the subtle warning signs and run and tell my friends. But I'm not sure they're capable, so take me at my word. They'll just say, take it easy, man. Running is for the birds. Running is for the birds. Running is for the birds. We're all just...
I'm blanking so hard. One more time. Here we go.
He's got it.
We're all just petty little things. Towards the top, tripping over corpses of those who didn't know when to stop. But poetry is all I have, so I'll force my creaking bones for a single chance to sit atop the throne, so I don't die unknown. So everyone who's here has finally heard my little plea. All exchanging theories on my cracking sanity. Well, a cozy little padded room is maybe all I need. Instead, I have a stage and all of you to agree. Something's very wrong with Bill. He should really get some help. Well, assuming it'd be too awkward to walk up and ask yourself, hide behind the fog machines, the blinding lights and such. Guard my tongue a little better, cause I might have said too much. I might have said too much. I might have spoken to.
Great job. That was fun.
Whoopsie.
It's tough when you actually have to like sing it like that. That's the thing; it throws you off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like this setting makes me have to like think about it more because half of that song is just like I'm kind of yelling. I'm not yeah. like I'm still hitting notes and stuff, but it's a lot more a little bit more anger in it. Okay. I think. Yeah,
and like so much, especially these older songs that we've kind of done. Like we don't really practice them. Like they just yeah. we're at the point where it's like I don't know how they go until we start. And then my fingers just go to the right spot. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I just trust every time. It's like, yeah, it'll be fine.
So you have a new album coming out. How many albums have you put out?
None.
Okay, this so it's just files, just songs.
Yeah, well, we have so we have one single okay. and then a four-song EP okay. that we put together 2 years ago now, three years ago.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the band yet.
It's been out for about two, yeah.
2 years. Yeah. So we're hopefully, as long as the drummer hunt goes okay, we're going to be in the studio by March and have an album out sometime this summer.
That's exciting. So how do you go about finding a new drummer? Other than saying it on this show and hope people are listening, I'm sure you guys have connections. And
well, yes. Actually, you at home, if you're interested, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And there is a post there with some information about what we're looking for. And, you know, send us a message. These days, that's really it. Putting up, like, flyers at the local college, like, music department, music stores, that sort of stuff. Yeah. It's still very, like, outside of social media being involved as well.
Yeah.
It's still just the classic, like, here's my phone number, rip it off, and send me a text message,
That's how I auditioned, I think, was a Facebook post.
Yeah.
I saw. And I was like, oh, I know these guys. Let me jump on in and easy fit.
So how does a drum, let's say you have like three guys that answer an ad. Do you play with them or do you just have them come in and start wailing? Like, what's that process like?
I think, again, to each kind of band has their own sort of thing. But I have a pretty strict is the wrong word. But just an audition process. So, like, I'm sending anyone who wants to audition the same, basically, three tracks.
Okay.
And saying, like, one of them is one of our old ones where I'm just like, I want to hear you, like, just learn it as is, because that one is written already. A cover song, just, you know, because we play those every once in a while. And then we're also sending one of our unreleased demos with no drums on it and just saying, I want to hear what you come up with.
Oh,
like,
great.
I want to get a sense for, like, your style.
Yeah. Because the recording, it is going to require, probably 3 to 5 songs that need drum parts written. Like, we know basically what it's going to sound like, but a drummer is going to be able to write what they want to do with those songs.
Yes.
Okay. Which will then we'll have to reinterpret the whole song after they come up with their part, because we might subtly change things once the rhythm gets set.
Is it true? Like, I have a friend who is, fairly accomplished, pardon me, and he told me that the drummer drives the band or drives a song, like the drum beat. Is that where it starts?
Yeah, like the rhythm, I think the rhythm section in general. I think the drum and the bass kind of set the foundation for everything. Because, I mean, like, the rhythm of the entire song needs to follow kind of like, you know, what the drummer's doing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it sounds like a mess.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Radio for Pets is here. It's Rick Hoogley, Sam Wargula, and Billy Block. They are playing in Appleton on January 4th at the Study Hall. Sounds like a very boring venue, but I'm sure that will change when Radio for Pets takes the stage. Hopefully you guys will play one more after we do a short break here.
Oh, absolutely.
We got a few more minutes when we come back from the break, but I want to read this text before I forget. Craig on the stream says, while it was butchered by fans and critics alike, I really enjoyed 1941 when it first came out. It was supposed to be the first of a trilogy that never got done. Probably not my favorite, though. 1941 is underrated. I'm with you, Craig. And then Todd Michael says, I have that T-shirt. Con, we missed. What were we talking about?
I think he was talking about James, his shirt.
Oh, he had the same T-shirt as James Maloff?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it? I didn't notice.
It was a Wisconsin, like, kind of radio shirt.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Todd, for keeping us abreast of your wardrobe. T-shirt full of closet full of T-shirts. I'm impressed that Todd noticed that T-shirt. That's so cool. All right. Radio for Pets is here. They're going to do another song when we come back. Tomorrow night on the show, Doctors in Recital will be here in the studio. And podcaster extraordinaire and comedian Jimmy Pardo will be making the popcorn pick of the week tomorrow night at 6:35. Another great night here at Nightlight. Right now, we're going to do a very short break and come back with another tune from Radio for Pets in the studio on Wednesday night here at Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'm Sam Davison, producer of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. Tis the season for leftovers and stretchy pants. May your gifts be many and your returns and exchanges be few. And remember, nothing says Merry Christmas like cold hard cash. Happy holidays.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back. We have a few more minutes left. We got Radio for Pets, Rick Coogley, Sam Wargula, and Billy Block in the studio helping me close down the show here tonight with some really kick-butt music. And I'm trying to think. God, I have so many questions for you guys, and I don't know where. We just have a few minutes left. Tell me what, okay, on your website or your Facebook page, it says, the band your dog told you about and your cat describes as so tight it's barely even punk anymore. Tell me what that statement means. I love it, but I don't understand it. It's like a Sondheim play.
So that's kind of a reference to, I think, in like the punk community especially, there's a lot of like, what's the word I'm looking for? The energy is usually like, it doesn't really matter if you're playing good as long as you're loud and emotional, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I make sure that we're loud, emotional, and also just the absolute tightest band that we can be. I love, like, I want to make sure the band behind me, because I'm so all over the place all the time. I really want to make sure the band behind me is like playing absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Great answer. You got one more tune in you, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. This song is probably one of the longer ones off of our new
album. We've got about four and a half minutes. Can we make it work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll fit.
Fantastic. All right. What is this song called?
This song is called Entropy Like a Mother Bee.
As long as we say beeper, I think we're okay. It's live radio. Conrad, be ready.
All right. You want to count this one in? Or?
Here we go.
Pour one out for my dead friends. They aren't actually dead. We just don't quite talk anymore. It's not anything they've done. I'm just not sure I like who they've become. Middle school memories. Getting high in bedrooms and basements. Doing things I still regret. We were just too young to know better. I'm scared to let go of who I used to be, but I think I'm losing everyone I love because I'm insecure and I'm not the person they're just too wrapped up in me to really
I mean really try and change for the better. Get off my, get on my meds and try. I could be a better friend. I could finally grow up and be everything you think I'm not. Everything my family said I could be. And maybe I'll surprise you when I take the blame for things I do. Instead of blaming all of it on you. Maybe if I try, everyone will see me for the things I could be. I need to let go of who I used to be. Cause I'm scared of losing everyone I love. Because I'm insecure that I'm not the person they expect. They're just too wrapped up in me to really notice. I know
we have faith in you.
Shut up.
And maybe someday you might.
Shut up.
Nice replacement words.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't think about it until
no one would
you
know.
Say complicate at the end?
Yeah. I had to think of the right amount of syllables.
That was good. That was great. Radio for Pets live here on Nightlight tonight. Do you guys have, we have about a minute. Conrad, about a minute? Okay. Who are your influences musically?
Personally, bands that I keep coming back to are probably like The Cure. Bauhaus, the Dresden Dolls, Say Anything. That one comes up a lot because everyone says I sound like the guy from the band Say Anything a lot.
What about the Femmes?
Violent Femmes.
Were you fans of them?
Oh, man. I think that's one of the, I know like their radio hits and that's basically, yeah. I did see them in concert here, when they came through, oh my God, like 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. It was a fantastic show. They had the biggest, like, tuba I think I've ever they came out this brass instrument that was just excellent. Like 8 feet taller than the guy playing it.
You guys are great, thank you for coming in. Next time we will try. Conrad, can we get them plugged in next time? Do you think we can handle that?
I'm not sure, we'll see.
Spoken like a I don't know.
I think that means if you pay him better.
Conrad can make, he's a guy, I found this, he likes to lower expectations, but then he's going to make it happen. So he exceeds expectations, right? Would you say that's accurate? Okay. all right, Radio for Pets. Thanks a lot, you guys. We'll hopefully do it again soon. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Have a great night, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
Bye.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, get those tires ready and start practicing. Snow is coming. Brittany Merlot will be here with weather and wine to let us know what to expect. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the land, people were beginning holiday travel in the face of stormy weather.
Already making its way into the northern plains, Minneapolis is nearly a foot below average for snow already this season. They're going to be getting 3 to 6 inches. A winter storm warning slides right into Green Bay, where you could also have issues. The north side of Chicago, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Watch that one as it expands and becomes snow for a lot of folks in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and then up into upstate New York.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. Back to square one. After President-elect Trump said don't pass it, House Republicans scrapped the bipartisan short-term funding measure to keep the government running and started working on a new one. The government runs out of money late Friday night. A source close to Luigi Mangione says the accused assassin of the UnitedHealthcare chief exec is expected to waive extradition during a hearing on Thursday. This is ABC News.